turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I didn't know this. Brad Pitt grew up in Springfield, Missouri, where Missouri State is, and he wished all he's rooting for Missouri State graduates of 2020. Thank you. That's JT. So Brad Pitt is on JT's side, not on your side.
Nice. Okay.
So how's
that? I guess Brad Pitt likes dual-threat quarterbacks.
Brad Pitt does.
He must endorse that because that's what
they're offering. Speaking of guys that have bounced back, Bobby Petrino is their head coach now.
Missouri State?
Yeah. How about you went from the worst coach in the history of football to Bobby Petrino?
JT just got screwed so bad.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. If he was there, I don't even want to. I can't even talk about it.
You hear the Succession music Nick's playing?
Yeah.
So tight.
You like that?
I don't know if I like Shiv.
I don't know what I think of Shiv. Weasley.
No, they're Weasley. They're all Weasley.
They're all Weasley.
It's gotten to the point now where the oldest son is the most likable of probably everybody.
I know, and I told that to Raheel, and Raheel was like, no, how could you like that?
Yeah, but he hasn't watched the whole – has he watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the end. Oh, yeah. He's the most likable of that group.
Well, wait. You got one episode to go?
I finished.
Oh, you finished?
Yeah, I saw
how about that
did.
Ending?
Yeah, it's a pretty strong ending.
Yeah.
I read up on when season 3 is going to come, and they were in the middle of, they were close to the end of the production, but now they had to halt it. And so yesterday, Eric Layden and I did our off-script podcast that's going to be coming back this week, and we had Michael Kelly on as our first guest, and Michael Kelly was Doug Stamper, and now he's on Jack Ryan, which everyone said he was great, and I think he's going to be on the next season too, although he had only signed up for one season. And one of the things that Eric, who is an actor, and Michael Kelly talked about is they think there will be no more television or film stuff done for the rest of 2020. We're in May, and they're talking about they don't see any more production stuff being done. Post-production stuff, maybe, or maybe if you fly people to some remote country, you might be able to finish certain things. But they don't think there will be a lot of TV or movies or streaming stuff done. For sure there won't be on network, they said. You can forget network television. But they said even the streaming stuff, they have serious doubts about whether they'll be able to get everyone together to do that. So, and I asked him, I said, well, what kind of hole is that going to put in our viewing? Like, how are we going to see that with Netflix? And because everything they have, you know, they in pre-production, they're holding on to a lot of stuff. And that's one of the things they said is, you won't really notice. He said, for network television, you'll notice it. They're going to have issues. He said, but for Netflix and for movie theater stuff, they're going to have to change maybe how movie theaters. There's plenty of movies where they're hanging on to their movies. And the big blockbusters, they don't want to put it out in movie theaters during the summer right now with half occupancy.
No.
It's they've already got so much money into it, so they've got to figure out how they're going to release it. But what they said is there's so many things that are being held back right now that we probably, you know, there's, you know, Netflix is, you get 6, 7, 8 things thrown down on top of you in a 2-week span, and you're like, how can I watch all this stuff? Now it may be portioned out a little more easier to consume, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
they don't think that you'll notice too much unless you watch a lot of network programming, then you will. But I don't watch a lot of network programming personally, so.
So it's so funny, too. I mean, how long into the pandemic did we wait for the Michael Jordan, right?
So it was supposed to be June, and they accelerated it to
They
April.
Accelerated it, but it was still a while, and you're like, why don't you guys play this thing? And now the 5 weeks are done. I mean, this thing is going – it's 3 months. Now, I don't know if you've noticed that there's traffic out there now. The traffic in the mornings, we're actually getting, you know, people are going, are getting up, and now you see the roadways. You watch, you know, you see Channel 13, and they're doing their traffic, and it's like, holy crap, people are back out there now.
And right, more aggressive too.
Yeah,
all the mean drivers are back.
Just the mean ones, huh, Nick?
Oh, dude, I because it's completely different from this week.
The mean drivers are back.
Dude, I got honked at. Like, I was trying to change lanes. I'm usually the one that's pretty aggressive. But this morning, there was some mean drivers, like really mean drivers.
But you're right. I was driving the other day.
I got honked at for nothing. I'm literally, I have no idea why I got honked at. I was being super, like, I was not in the wrong at all. I'm staying in my own lane, just driving, and I don't even know what it was that pissed this guy off. And I got honked at. I'm like, what the hell?
I got the finger, like, you know, one of those that the guy just doesn't stop, and it's just the whole time. We're both at a light and stopped. And he wants to come over in my lane. Well, I didn't know that. I'm just driving along, and he's trying to get – and I'm like, what are you doing, dude? And he's just flipping me off, and I'm like, wait a minute. What? This is my lane. What is wrong with you? So we were both beeping and flipping each other off down the road. And, you know, and then he got behind me, and he wanted to take a left turn. I was like, how would I know that you're trying to get in my lane? So this is for you, one of these, and now here's another one for you.
Mine was the classic, you know, I'm trying to change lanes, and I know that there's someone in that lane, but he's far enough behind me to where I can still change lanes. But as soon as he knows that I'm changing into his lane in front of him, he wants to speed up like I'm cutting him off, that classic situation. So he tailgated me until, you know, I got on to 59.
And it's like, dude, it's one car more in front of you. Really? You're all pissed off about one more car in front of you? Really?
I know.
It's so funny.
It's amazing how quickly, like, my whole thing is, I feel like I'm going to be so much more appreciative of everything out there. Did you see we had some good news come out yesterday? The phase one of Moderna, which is a company that's working on one of the 8 vaccines that's being tested, had very good that it created antivirus in the system of the human cells. So some very good for phase one, some very good news for a vaccine, which was which was awesome.
We weren't really expecting it that soon either, really, right?
I think it's
or
you know whether
phase one we were.
Phase one, well, they were hoping. I mean, there's 8 vaccines, so now you gotta go phase two, phase three. It's about the efficacy and the safety, and so they've got to. That's why there is no way that you can speed the process up a little bit, but there's only a certain amount that you can speed up because you got to make sure it's safe for humans. But this was a really good first sign, and that's why the stock market went up 900 points yesterday. One of the reasons is because something that the federal chair said, Jerome Powell, I think his name is, on a 60 Minutes interview about the banks having plenty of money or something like that. And then the second one was this very positive information on phase one testing for the coronavirus vaccine, one of the 8 vaccines that's in testing around the world, because there's other places in the world where they're in testing too. So, you know, the negative thing is that it's going to take a while, and it probably won't be ready. If it does pass all the tests, at the earliest we might see December, and there's a lot of people who think it will be into early part of 2021. So I think what's going to have to happen is you're just going to have to be okay and smart with sports in terms of, you know, the players are going to have to make certain sacrifices and not take certain chances. And then when someone tests positive, they're going to have basically the cojones to say, look, let's isolate and let's have a plan for if and when that happens in basketball, football, baseball, whatever the case may be. Because you're going to have a positive test at some point.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, and I was listening to the press box yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, well, what happens when somebody gets, you know, when somebody gets test positive. You know what? When somebody – this ain't like the NBA shut down because one guy tested positive. I mean, he shut down – not only the NBA, he shut down all the sports. As soon as Gobert tested positive. It was over. Everybody. Now we got to shut down the NCAA tournament. We got to shut down everything. Everything's got to shut down. A player got it. Okay. You know what? A player gets it now. Guess what? Go take your 2 weeks off. Who were you by? Who did you not social distance with? They might have to go take 2 weeks as well. Okay, that's what we're going to do. And then we go, okay, next man up. That's what's going to happen now. We ain't shutting everything down again just because somebody gets it. That's just not happening anymore.
They simply just don't have the luxury that boxing or MMA has. If they have a positive test in the UFC like they did in their last fight, it's much easier to isolate them. But like when you're working with a team in a locker room and a clubhouse and all that,
you're probably going to have two or three that test positive, just like the Jazz had. Boom, boom, yeah. Boom.
Well. There was two though, and that didn't they have or and maybe some equipment guys or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was just those two. And but here's the deal: is why did you see baseball unbelievably strict rules on this thing though? No sunflower seeds, no chewing.
Yeah,
tobacco,
I saw that.
No spitting, no high fiving.
Good luck. Yeah. How do you argue with umpires? By the way.
Oh my God!
That's
spitting
a COVID
in each other's
fest.
Mouths?
Yeah, you're basically. It's disgusting how much spit is flying between those two guys.
Yeah,
I look at it totally different now. I'm like, that's a lot of spit going on. Now.
John wants us to get it. My buddy John wants us to get a interview with Jomo. You know what? We do need to get an interview with Jomo. Maybe Jomo will call next segment.
Do we have a? We should have some. We should have a Jomo listening.
Jomo
I know
on a mobile?
I actually do know a Jomo on a mobile who has got to be listening because he's commented on the show today.
He did? Jomo on a mobile?
Tony.
So I'm looking at, no wonder that Kentucky's the national champs. They look like national champs. Yeah. Congratulations, Jomo.
Yeah. Work hard.
Actually, one of the moms is actually defending, and one of the former cheerleaders said, this ain't what's going on. Those girls were drinking because they were drinking. And you're going to blame Jomo? Nah. All right. So 9:17, ESPN 97.
What is this? Is this one of those things called an alcohol?
Yeah.
Please. Please. Is this one of the alcohols?
An alcohol.
Yeah. Stop. Stop.
Taking a break.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you weren't with us yesterday, ranking the worst off seasons, guess who won the worst off season of the NFL? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. The Texans. Texans got number 32, worst offseason in the NFL. Who do you think had the best offseason in the NFL, Lance?
Are they going to say Tampa?
Well, I've got it. I think, oh, he's breaking it down. He started with the worst, and now he's up to he's only down to 17 right now.
So are they including draft picks? Or?
Yeah, they're including the entire offseason. Yeah, because okay. They did include he thought Blacklock was a good pick. So
here's my thing. I guess you could say Tampa, but that's so short term. I mean, Gronk and Brady, this could be a one-year deal. Unless they are really good together, Tampa's not going to want to keep going with that. So this could be, and they're not even going to be able to, there's a chance they won't even be able to benefit from ticket sales. You know what I mean? You right. Bring Brady in, and your thought is, this is going to be awesome. We're going to have all these tickets that we're going to sell. Boom, nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you would keep them 2 years, because you want to be able to sell tickets the next year, hopefully, if everything's opened up.
Well, maybe Brady said, "Hey, I've got to have a 2-year deal, or I ain't doing it." You know, give me my. I want. You know what? Brady has been a pretty good. He has been a pretty good trooper. When you look at Dak, that $33 million is not enough for him. You know, and you're like, really, Dak, man? You think you should be making more than Russell Wilson? You do? Okay, all right, buddy. Well, when you look at Brady making his 25. And even Peyton, he took 15 to go to the Broncos. I know he had the neck and it was a risk and everything else. But, you know, Drew Brees just signed for 2 years, 50. That's 25 a year for a guy that has been doing it and is still doing it and mm-hmm. taking his team. And there's Dak. You know, well, Dak wants his bag. That's fine. I'm not going to look. You know what? I'm pocket watching Dak. But, you know, you got to give it up for, you know, Brady. If Brady said, no, I need 2 years, guys. Otherwise, I ain't doing this. You know, Tampa said absolutely, and yeah, and 2 years of Brady. Look at their ticket sales went through the roof immediately. Immediately, they sold out their stadium. Now, yeah, how about that? That you got Tom Brady to sell out your stadium, and you can't have anyone there.
No, it's got to be a killer. Like you get Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady, and now nobody can come.
Yeah.
Can come. But who did you? So who had the best offseason?
Well, they're down to 17 right now.
So we're not.
He put out the worst first. So and it's continuing.
I got to tell you, we had a pretty spirited. Of course, I'm doing this with little kids, but we had a pretty spirited discussion at the dinner table with me and my sons. My daughter tried to jump into. About the ESPN list of their top, you know, 74 basketball players, because my kids are really into the history of basketball, so they know who Bob Pettit. Bob Pettit's numbers, I did not have any idea how dominant Bob Pettit was. By the way, I had no idea he was that dominant mm-hmm. during his time. He was extraordinarily dominant, very dominant. But we were discussing, you know, who was where, and I think ESPN actually did a pretty good job. I mean, of course, I'm going to disagree with some things, but I think they were pretty. I think they did a pretty good job of being reasonable with how they had the rankings for a lot of their players. I thought it was a nice job of their 1 through 74, and they made some good arguments. By the way, if you're calling about the stream, of course, I guess you maybe can't hear us, but if you're calling about the stream, Nick's getting the stream worked out. So the online stream hopefully will be taken care of here in just a second.
Nick's getting it worked out?
Yeah. He's not there right now, so don't go to a break.
Oh, Nick's not there? So let's take a break. 926 ESPN 975.
I'm not sure where the stream is. I guess it's some other part of the building. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Have you seen, I'm sure you've seen the meme, where they used the old, when LeBron said he was the greatest of all time because he beat Golden State 3-1, and when he was down 3-1. Mm-hmm. And it was the greatest team ever assembled, so he's now the greatest of all time. He said that last offseason. And they've got a meme where he's doing that, and then they cut away to Jordan looking at the iPad, you know, as he starts laughing. They do the whole thing, and it's so well done. I'd seen it previously. It's the first time I've retweeted it right now. But the Jordan laughing at things meme is going to live for a long, long time.
So crying meme is now going to be him laughing at stuff.
Yeah, it has to be. I feel like Last Dance has kind of wiped out crying meme.
Maybe.
You know, the crying Jordan meme, now it's going to be Michael Jordan laughing at things meme and side-eyeing at meme. And, like, you remember the killer he was. You remember that this guy would, and if you didn't know it, you know it now. You know it now that he was your nightmare bully. For anybody who's the... If you're on the younger end of the millennials or Gen Z who's like, we need in our safe space because, and I don't like it. If Michael would have bullied me, I would have told. Like, okay, well, you wouldn't have played in the NBA. If you're a tattletale, you wouldn't have been playing in the NBA with Anthony Mason and Larry Johnson and Jordan.
And you know what?
Your bitch ass would have been knocked out of the league year one out.
And you know what the Bulls, what Jerry Krause would have said? He was, he bullies me too.
Yeah, like,
he bullies everybody.
He calls me crumbs and I'm his boss.
Yes.
I'm helping him win championships. I got Scotty. And he makes fun of me every chance he gets.
And who was it? And was it Jordan at the end that said, well, we had – or was it Kerr? I forget who it was that said, well, we had the best player and we had the best coach and we had the best general
– It was Pippen. Who,
it was Pippen.
Yeah.
And we had the best general – Pippen said, and we had the best general manager in Jerry Krause. And he hated Krause.
And finally, yeah, even though Krause drafted him and brought him in, but finally, for the first time, there was some acknowledgement of Krause as a good front office exec. I mean, he made his mistakes too. Marcus Fizer was one of them. I mean, he made his mistakes too. Everybody does. That's why the whole Daryl Morey's mistakes, I get it. I just want to look at your body of work. You can point to everybody about the mistakes they make, but I want to know, how do they do their job relative to the expectations? For example, who's a better GM, Morey or Bill O'Brien?
I mean, that's silly. Don't ask that question.
Okay. When you compare the GM job of Bill versus
– Bill is the worst. No,
versus Leno.
Get Barr.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, who's a better GM? Patrick Chastain or Bill O'Brien? There's no general manager that you could – okay, Craig DeCerf or Bill O'Brien. There is no general manager in any industry, in any business, that you would say is worse than Bill O'Brien. None. No. Name one.
See, I don't mind his draft stuff as much as my concern is more
the
big money guys. The big money stuff.
Yeah. He doesn't care about any of that
stuff. Can we get a cap guy then? Can we get a full-time cap guy? Is the Kevin guy, I guess, is going to do it? Or does Bill just say random numbers and they have to go with it? That's like, $44 million. Give it to him. Get this stuff done. Okay, Deshaun, I know you're asking for 41. We're giving you 44.
Yeah.
Okay. And he fires up an H real quick for his Instagram picture.
930 ESPN. Nick's back. 930 ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:35 here on The Bench. And
Lance,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I was just going to jump in and tell you Nick is going to – we're still working on the stream. Did you – I've been wanting to bring this up. I noticed that somebody in one of the Sports Illustrated sites, not the main site, but one of these other sites, Sports Illustrated now owns fan sites too. And one of them brought up an old Sports Map article I wrote, and they linked to it, where I talked about, could LeBron James be an NFL player? And I said yes, and I thought he could be a Pro Bowler. I thought he could be a Pro Bowl tight end very, very quickly. And I don't know if he'd block or how he'd block, but I do think as a pass catcher, he would be I think he'd be phenomenal. And, you know, his ability to be physical and body guys up, because he's not a soft guy. I mean, he's a physical guy. He talked about – I don't know if you saw this or not, but he talked about his – in 2011 when there was a work stoppage in basketball, you remember that one?
Yeah.
That he started Cowboys. Yeah. He started working out. You know, he had a contract where the Cowboys had a standing contract, and he started training his body as a football body in the offseason. And so stream should be working again, by the way. And so he started training his body, he said, to be more like a football body. And it got me to thinking, so he's 35 years old. He was extraordinarily gracious yesterday about Michael Jordan. I don't know if you saw that or not, but he was talking about that he thinks he could have played with Jordan and his assets. I mean, from a basketball standpoint, it's a no-brainer. He could have 100% done what Scottie Pippen did. I don't think there's any doubt. Pippen to me was probably a better defender than LeBron because of some of his long athleticism, if that makes sense, with some of his switch offs, but it's kind of nitpicking. LeBron's a better player, much better player than Scottie Pippen was to me. I mean, Pippen was a great complimentary player. The question would be, could you play basketball as a basketball player? You're going to stick the two greatest players that's played the game together? Yeah, he could play. The question is, could he deal with Michael the Alpha? See, Scottie Pippen was a true second guy. He didn't want to be an alpha. He didn't want to be the guy. He didn't fit in that role. So everyone fit into their role of being able to take the verbal abuse of Jordan or kowtowing to whatever Michael needed to do from a basketball standpoint. That was never an issue. That would be the hard part for LeBron or any other alpha, is being able to deal with that. And to LeBron's credit, I thought LeBron did a great job of fitting in with Dwayne Wade. Bosh was always going to be the second fiddle. He had that personality where he was cool with being the third. He didn't have a problem with that. The question was, how are Wade and LeBron going to fit in together? And they did. And I still wonder right now in Golden State, if you know, at some point you think Klay Thompson will want to be his own guy, but maybe he won't. But they talked about LeBron playing with Jordan in pickup games when he was 16 years old and Jordan was going back into the league to get ready. And, you know, one of the funny things, I know my son had to have heard this on a different argument from somewhere else, because it wouldn't have been his argument. But when people have tried to clown basketball in the Jordan era, like it wasn't as good, my son brought up the fact, oh, you mean like when LeBron came into the league only 5 years after Jordan left? Now, that was Jordan.
That was Wizards
Jordan. The argument really is basketball was weak in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. It really was. It was one of the downtimes in the NBA. I think basketball is very strong right now. I think the talent level of the star players is very strong. It's not always as deep as it needs to be, but the star talent is really strong. But the early 2000s, ooh, the star talent was not great. It was not deep in the early 2000s. And I think that's because a lot of the, you know, it went from being three-year basketball players in college who populated the superstar, you know, the populated superstardom for the NBA. Then it went to a lot of high school kids came in and international players who were flops. And you didn't have the same development of the basketball player. And you had the young guys like Quentin Richardson and Sebastian Telfair. And you had, of course, you had Kobe. Of course, you had Kevin Garnett. But a lot of those guys who came into the league who were rookies at age 18, they never developed like they might have if they had had the standard 3 years of college basketball that the Barclays and Malones, they had three or four. Stockton, Jordan, Olajuwon, Ewing was four. You start thinking about the all-time greats, and most of them played 3 to 4 years of college basketball. And so from a developmental standpoint, I think the early 2000s, which is when you started seeing a lot of high schoolers come in and you saw a bunch of international players come in, it was just weak. It was weak. There were guys who weren't developed, who didn't develop in college. Rashard Lewis, I wonder how – Rashard Lewis was a good NBA player. He really was a good NBA player. I wonder if he would have turned into a great had he played 2 or 3 years of college.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean – Chris Paul, Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Paul had 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. And Michael had 3 years. And, you know, and guys didn't leave North Carolina early. And he's, you know, and Dean Smith actually told him, you got to go. You need to go, Mike.
We come back. I want to visit that, by the way, about if you think LeBron James at age 36, let's say next year, if he went to the NFL, I want to get your thoughts on what would happen to him in the NFL if he played next year at age 36.
All right, 942 ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Save big on your spring cleaning car products today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now, it feels like the world's standing still, But if you look to the land, it's a whole different story. From farms to backyards, wheels are turning, seeds are being planted, animals are getting fed, grass is growing, and families are giving their all to the soil. Because no matter how uncertain things get, the land never stops. So to all those linked to the land, John Deere says thank you. We're here for you because we all run together. Nothing runs like a deer.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The stream is down. I wish Raheel was there to fix it because he's the IT guy. Why is he the IT guy, Art? Oh, South Asian? Is that it, Art? Racist.
Classic Art.
Racist. Yeah. I would never say something like that. Hey, Raheel, can you fix this? Because, you know, you're Raheel. Your name's Raheel.
So, by the way, our buddy Ryan LaShane is opening up on Friday. I know a lot of restaurants have decided to wait until they could get to 50% capacity. And so he was having some... plexiglass dividers. There's that big long buffet table. You've sat at that long table, right?
Yep.
Over by the bar. So he's going to put a plexiglass in the middle of it so you could sit. And I noticed there's an article on Business Week about this is what dining at top restaurants will look like after COVID-19. And they go into some of that stuff as well. Your boys over at Del Frisco's, they've opened back up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going 50% on Friday?
I would imagine.
I would imagine everybody would, right? Or if they can, or if they think they can safely.
It was weird, though. They said bars, apparently you have to have tables at bars. Now, my buddy Justin owns Warehouse Live. You know Justin. And he's like, wait a minute. I've got concerts. I can go 50%. Of the people, I can go 50% of capacity, but they have to be at tables? Okay.
Well, all of this is 20. It's really, that's the problem, is it's not meant to, bars 25%. What is 25% of bar capacity going to look like? Where are people going to wait? The whole thing is you don't want people waiting together. Like LaShane and I were talking about this. For restaurants, you need to have reservations so that there's not a waiting. They can't have a waiting spot inside. You just can't. You can't be waiting at the bar area because then you can't have any kind of social distancing. So the question was going to be, like, how are bars going to do 25%? What, are people going to be waiting outside to get in?
Well, outside.
My wife said, well, it'll be like Trader Joe's where there's a big long-ass line. I said, they're going to wait outside for other people to leave? That's like when you and your people were out at the Ninfas, and y'all were there for 4 hours, and people were like, can y'all leave?
Right.
So we can eat?
Yeah, and I'm not leaving the bar just so you can go.
Because waiting outside in Houston heat is cool.
You should have been here. You should have been at Luling's a long time ago. And then you could have sat here. Then you could have gotten in. But sorry, can't now. So sit outside. Stand outside. There is nothing. Like, I stood outside once at Academy. And I was like, what am I doing? Standing outside H-E-B waiting to go in H-E-B.
I did that once, and that was after a hurricane when we were going in to get supplies to try to go help people. No. And I was like, well, I waited for that.
I'm not waiting outside. It's you know how hot it is out here?
It wasn't hot after the hurricane. We're waiting to get supplies to people.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay?
Man of the people.
This is America. I want my rights. Are you trying to take my rights away?
There it is. I want my freedoms not to wait outside after a hurricane.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. Okay? When I want to go to Academy, I go to Academy and I walk in. All right? That's what I do.
Well, everybody's using tables. They're using tables to kind of for the distancing. So it like it eliminates like so much real estate of the restaurant too. Because even when I went to go get takeout, like just paying the guy at the register, there's like a table that's in front of the register, and I'm sitting here reaching over the table just so I can give the person my credit card. So it's the tables that just kill so much of that real estate in the restaurant. And so I don't see how you could even like 25% capacity. That's just a headache. I wouldn't wait outside. I'm not waiting.
No, I'm not waiting outside in Houston. And I read articles how places like in Cincinnati, they're shutting off streets that are around restaurants and turning their restaurants into outdoor because it's, you know, safer outdoors. That sounds amazing if you have the good weather for it. And if you're not humid as dog balls outside, right, like we are. And, but that, doesn't that sound great, John? Like Chicago in the summer in the evening is fantastic. That'd be great to sit outside and dine outside. You can't do that in Houston.
No. We're not doing that. We don't do that. We're going to be – and listen, it'll be a month and then we'll be at – and it'll be it, – listen, Nick, you just said it. I wait outside. There's a table in front of – and then I hand the guy my credit card. Okay. So there's a table in between us, which why is this table here? Then you hand something that could actually have the virus on it to another human being, and they touch it, and they have to process it. Or you hand someone cash.
And then hand sanitizer. Guess what? Ooh, hand someone cash. Gross.
Yeah. No. People still use cash. Guess what? And it's passed all day long. How many people touched that cash today? As it went from this hand to that hand to the register to the bank and out of the bank, and how many people are touching every day? But make sure that that table, and make sure you stand outside because there's 12. The bike barn, they have 3 people in their store and 40 people waiting in line
Dude,
outside.
Now that was crazy. I was there at Sun and Ski. I guess Sun and Ski did the same thing where only one person at a time per helper. And so there was like 3 helpers and 3 people that I didn't have a big long line, but I did. I waited a couple, but I was like, this is a big store. You can only go one at a time.
That's a bike barn too. They have 3 guys that are helping people buy bikes, and literally there were 40 people.
And I got news for you. I don't want your suggestive selling. This bike is already way more expensive than I want to pay.
Holy crap.
I don't need you walking with me like, do you also need a water hook? Do you need a latch? Do you need a latch thing for your air gauge? Like, I don't do any of this stuff. I'm not a real rider. Don't worry. This is if Academy had a damn bike, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. No, right. They don't have a bike. You know what they do? You know what you do need, though? A good lock. Trust me.
You got
buy the expensive lock, the steel lock that you need, with the key. Buy that one because otherwise they're going to steal your bike.
So you're saying, yes, LeBron could be a Pro Bowler.
I think LeBron.
We've only got 2 minutes now, so get to. But I did like this other stuff. But get to LeBron. If LeBron, at age 36, he's 35 right now. Let's say 2021, LeBron James said, "I want to play football, and I'm going to go play for the Dallas Cowboys because that's my favorite team." And his favorite basketball team was the Bulls because he was a jock rider. Mm-hmm. He was a front runner. So he's a Cowboy fan and a Bulls fan. Shocker. Now,
he would have been a Hall of Famer
as a football player. No, but I actually agree. I think LeBron, I still think LeBron could be a Pro Bowl caliber pass catcher. Now they say somebody said his 40 time was a 4.9. I read that in 2010 in a Bleacher Report article back when Bleacher Report just had dudes writing, just fans could write whatever. That can't possibly be true. That can't possibly be true that he ran a 4.9. Well, I could see a 4.6, but or maybe even a 4.7 because he's a big guy who has to get started. I mean, he's like 260 pounds, but a 4.9 doesn't seem possible.
No, I don't know. That's interesting because you got to be fast on the bat. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. But
LeBron physically could bang on. Like, you'd have linebackers trying to guard him, and they're big and physical. But I just feel like LeBron, he's got good hands. He's got the leaping ability. I feel like LeBron could be a nightmare in football.
Oh, absolutely. No. LeBron would have been a Hall of Fame tight end. his athleticism, going up and getting the ball, those giant hands. I mean,
now he would have played in his prime. Well, that's not true, because if you look at when Antonio Gates came into the league, Gates came into the league in early 2000s. That's when LeBron came into basketball. Had LeBron gone to Ohio State for 3 years, come out, I don't see why he would have been any different than Antonio Gates. He doesn't block.
Or better.
For people who say, LeBron's not tough enough to block. Dude, Gates doesn't block.
There's lots
of guys who don't block who still get catches.
Antonio Gates is fine. Who's more athletic? Are you kidding me?
Gates made it to a Final Four. He's more athletic than LeBron.
Antonio Gates would have been left in the dust.
Gates made it to a Final Four, John. What has LeBron done? How many Final Fours did he get to?
Zero.
Beep, 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 zero.
Boop, 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 boop. Nothing. All right, we're going to take a break. Stacey Lewis is going to join us on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Lance, beat it. Hey, Nick.